Welcome to another inspirational podcast teaching by David Crank, Senior Pastor of Faith Church.
Amen. Bridging the gap. Everybody shout that. Bridging the gap. What we're going to talk to you about today is how you and I are actually called to, anointed for, qualified, and equipped for bridging the gap. Before we get started, I got a joke. Y'all got time for a joke before we get started? Joyce Meyer, I don't know if you ever heard of her. She's a struggling evangelist trying to make it, and she told me this joke. Now, this Baptist preacher, he's wants a dog, but in the Baptist world, apparently, if you're going to get a dog, it's got to be a Baptist dog. Can I get an amen up in here? And so the preacher's looking from, you know, pet store, pound to pound. Finally, they find a dog. That there's possibility. The owner says, well, it's $500 for this dog, but the dog is a Baptist dog. And he said, well, prove it to me. So he goes over, the dog does, to thousands of books and retrieves the Bible. Knocks the Bible over there, and next thing you know, he starts going from page to page with incredible dexterity with his paws, and he opens it to the 23rd Psalm. Can you believe it? He said, for sure, this is a Baptist dog. So he buys a dog, brings it home that night. They have a Bible study. They got all the deacons and the elders and the people from the church there everywhere, all around. And so everybody, you got a dog. Pastor, you got a dog? He said, oh, yeah, absolutely, I got a dog. And so he said, all right, you know, check it out. Watch this, the dog's Baptist. He goes in, he brings the Bible in, and finds various passages of scriptures, unreal. And the one deacon says, how many of y'all know you got that one deacon? And he said, well, I don't know, that's cool, the dog's Baptist and all, but can he do any regular dog tricks? And he says, well, I don't know, I've never tried. He said, well, let's try one. So he says, heel. So the dog runs over, takes his paw, slaps it on the Baptist preacher's hands, and starts to howl. Pastor gets scared and said, oh my Lord, he's Pentecostal. You gotta be kidding me. Come on, give it up for the Baptist dog, right? Now, let's join me in 2 Kings chapter 5 online, both of Florida, St. Louis, wherever you're watching. Check this out. Now, Naaman, the commander of the army, the king of Syria, was a great and honorable man in the eyes of his master. Because of him, the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but a leper. But a leper. Everybody shout, but a leper. Come on, one more time. What? So his whole life is great, but then there's that but a leper part. Everybody's got a but. Y'all thinking it. Go ahead. Just go with it. Everybody's got a but. I would be okay but this addiction. I would have made it but the alcoholism. I would have, but everybody's got a but. Shout it again. Everybody's got a but. Leprosy is something that will eat you from the outside in, man. It's just an absolute mess. Naaman was the Nelson Mandela of the day, the Martin Luther King. This guy was a freedom fighter. He did a lot of great things. He was very powerful, very wealthy. Next thing you know, it starts getting out to some people that he's got leprosy. It's hard to hide. And he goes into this incredible battle. And when they did oftentimes come out of a battle, they would bring back some of the healthy and good people, and they would use them. And so he brought back on this one raid this little maid. This maid was going to be the assistant there at the house, vacuum things up, change the sheets and so on. And she was there. But the one thing that was different about this woman, she was there to bridge the gap. He didn't know it at the time. But this woman was a God-fearing woman. She loved the Lord. She had been to a church where they believed if it's good, it's God. If it's a bad, it's the devil. If it's stealing, killing, and destroying, it's the devil. If it's, but I might have life and more abundantly, it's God. She's that kind of woman. Anybody know what I'm talking about right now? He didn't know what he had in the house. Some of y'all, that'd be a whole nother sermon right there. You don't know what you got in the house. He didn't know. He brought back this little maid, and I don't know if you've ever seen the movie with Jennifer Lopez, Maid in Manhattan. Remember that? She had a little maid. So when I read the story, I see Jenny from the block. So just go ahead. So Jenny from the block is changing the bed sheets, and she sees blood on it every day. She's afraid to ask too many questions, but she watches him shave. She sees him with his shirt off. There's obviously a problem. She has the audacity when he's gone one day to go up and ask his wife, ma'am, may I ask you a question? What is wrong with your husband? She said, whatever you do, don't allow it to get out of this house, but he has leprosy. You know what they do with leprous people? They put them on islands. They quarantine them out. We would lose everything. He's struggling. He's still great up here, but he's eating up on the outside, and we do our best to keep it off his head and so on, but underneath, he's just eating up. In fact, some of you watching right now and here in the house today, your life can be a little bit of heaven and a little bit of hell at the same time. Can I get an amen up here? You wonder why professionally I can have it all together, but then when I get home, man, if people could just see the struggle that I have, the addiction that I have, the problem that I have, they wouldn't want to be around me anymore. I got a problem. Look at your neighbor and say, you got a problem. Look back at him and say, it's nothing that a tic-tac wouldn't solve. So Jenny from the block is changing the sheets, and so she goes on to say something very powerful. Verse 3 says, then she said to her mistress, she said to the mother of the house, if only my master were with the prophet of Samaria, he would heal him of this leprosy. If only he knew about the God I know. She was there to bridge the gap. Everybody shout, bridge the gap. She was there to allow people to hear the word of God, because when you hear the truth of God's word will set you free. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about a relationship. I'm not talking about just dead scriptures on a piece of paper. That's the letter of the law, and it can kill. I'm talking about the rhema, spoken word of God, that can jump off the page and give you a revelation that'll heal you from the inside out. Can I get an amen today? So Jenny from the block says, hey, can I tell him about it? She said, go ahead. Then we pick up on the account that she tells him about it. Then Naaman, verse 9 says, when Naaman heard about it, he took his horses and his chariots and he went to Elisha's house. Now today we don't know anything about horses and chariots, but we do know about the 2016 Black Escalade stretch. Come on, somebody ought to give me an amen. I've seen it. I couldn't have one because people would kill me, but I do like to look at them. I drive a Yugo and a Neon. You know why they call it a Dodge Neon? Because it's so little. When you get it, you neon the dash, you neon the collar, you neon everything. So all of a sudden he takes up, 16 Cadillac Escalades rolling on 24s. He shows up in front of the guy's house, and the prophet, the man of God, they've been struggling a little bit financially, and his assistant, Gehazi, says, oh man, look here. God has provided. I ain't never seen nothing like this. Look what the Lord has done. The problems are over. But the man of God, Elisha, said, now, I understand. I've seen this type before. Our help doesn't come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches by glory by Christ Jesus. From the north comes my help. We're not going to receive anything from this guy. They sent me a letter about him. We're going to help him get his healing, but we're not going to make him think that he's bought anything from God. You know that you can't buy a miracle, but God can just bless you with one. Come on, somebody ought to say it. It's the grace of God that you're saved. It's the grace of God that you're watching right now on television. The grace of God that you're here. It's just grace, unmerited favor. So Gehazi answers the door, and here he stands. He's got all the fleet of drivers, all the people are there. We're talking big time. This guy comes with a lot of entourage. And there's little Jenny from the block standing next to him. Hello, is the bishop here? We want to see him. No, you can't see the bishop today. In fact, he's standing behind the door hearing so he can answer the question. He said, I'm here because I have leprosy. Yes, we heard about that. I have all the silver and all the gold because I need a healing. The man of God says, we're not going to take any silver. We're going to take any gold. But what I do want you to do is I want you to tell him to go jump in the lake. Jump in the lake? Yeah. I want him to go dunk in the river. We're not just talking about any river. We're talking about like the river to Pier. We're talking about a septic type of sanitation problem. Y'all understand what I'm saying? He said, go tell him, not in a mean way, but actually the leprosy is on the outside, but there's a bigger problem with this joker, and it's on the inside. Can I get an amen today? Sometimes the fruit we see on the outside, we try to deal with the fruit, but really we need to deal with the root, and the joker got a lot of pride. Now, I'm not talking about it's a look. You want to take care of yourself. It's not about that. I believe you ought to take care of yourself. Look at your neighbor and say, you ought to comb your hair. Comb your hair. Look at somebody and say, get some hair. Come on, get a weave. Get a weave. Get a weave. Come on. Some of y'all look at me like, weave my weave alone. Don't do that to me. Okay, so here we are right now. He says, listen, what I need you to do is I need you to go dunk in the river. He gets mad. You know why? Pride always gets angry and mad when it's confronted with the truth. Angry is actually the second cousin of pride. Don't you know who I am? It's like the old man flirting with the old lady at the nursing home. She said, he says, hey, don't you know who I am? She said, no, but if you go to the front desk, they'll tell you who you are. You got to be careful with, do you know who I am? I know who we are. If it had not been for Jesus, all of us would be jacked up on our way to hell. Do not pass go. Do not collect two. Somebody ought to help me today. I'm saying that God will deal with our pride. So he's like mad. So he walks away angry. Now watch the gap get closed. Jenny from the block, she knows he's mad. It's not a good time to talk to him right now. He's huffing off, going to get one of the Escalades. The guy opens the door for her, and she says, Master. She says, my Lord. Quote, here's what the King James says. Father, Father, humbly, if he had not told you to go to the Ritz-Carlton and dip there in the pool, would you not have done that? Shut up, Jenny. Don't you talk to me that way. The guy offended me and insulted me. He wouldn't even come to the front door. Who does he think he is? Sir, sir, do you want to die with this leprosy? Wouldn't it be better? You don't want this out. I mean, this is the last hope. I mean, this is what God's kind of telling you through the man of God. Can I bridge the gap? See, sometimes you need a crazy Jenny from the block to tell you, why don't you just get over it and tell Shaquita you're sorry and you're not going to do it again? Come on, I'm going there right now. Come on. Bob, go ahead and don't. When Shaquita comes in, Bob says she's sorry. Don't say, yeah, you sure are. Come on now. Bob, Shaquita, this is an interracial relationship. We believe in that up in here. Half our staff, interracial. Notice all these walls are black. The reason why, all my churches, I had them painted black before there's any black people because they were all white people, and I was sick of it. So I went everywhere in America and told them, I pastor a big black church, and I do. And don't be talking about all the white people. I don't see color. I do. God made diversity. You're black, you're tan, you're off-white, you're white trying to get a tan, you're spray-on orange. It's just a color, but it is color, and y'all need to see it and not try to act like it ain't. There's diversity. I'm preaching to you. Y'all confused right now. You're like, what's up with him? I'm a black man trapped in a white body, but I can't do nothing about that. Yes, well, peace of God. Well, Lord Jesus, yes. It's the way I wrote. I was always that way. My dad was confused about me because I was listening to Belle Biv DeVoe and Bobby Brown and Whitney. Come on, somebody. I'll be put on your red dress. My dad's like, yeah, all my exes live in Texas. My brother listening to rap, you mix country and rap, you got crap. I didn't like it. I like Boys to Men. I'll make love to you like you want me to. Then I'll hold you tight, baby, all through the night. When Nicole hears that, she's like, oh, yeah. That's my mixtape. Come on, y'all don't even know about a mixtape. Some of y'all so young, you don't even know what a tape is. It's Google it. It's a little thing like this. You put it in a cassette recorder, and then you have to hit eject, and you got to flip it over. And sometimes while it's flipping, it'll do like this right here. But not to worry. You take a pencil, and you put it in there, and you do that right there. You get it up, it's about right there, and you fix it, and then you're like, and it's, oh, keep to you like you want me to. It's all good. Google it. Everybody look at your neighbor and say, Google it. My sermon's so good today, it's slapping you so hard, Google won't even be able to find you when I'm doing it. So here she is, Jenny from the block. She says, can he just dip? He says, Jenny, I can't believe it. I'm not getting in that. This is horrible. Just do it. We got a fleet of 24s rolling on here in the black Escalade. The first one, you got a bunch of suits, and the next one, you got jogging suits. I mean, you brought everything to kind of hide what you got. Just get in the water. This better work. He gets down. He's got to get all seven dunks in a row. Dunk one, he's looking like, Jenny, I'm going to kill you, Jenny. Dunk three, Jenny, this didn't work. I look just as bad as I did the first Sunday I came to church. I can't believe this. And then on the sixth one, six denoting what man can do. You know that, the 666. It's man. It's in the flesh. He looks at Jenny, I'm going to kill you. And then on the seven, God's number, on the seventh time, he comes up out of the water, but this time he looks and he says, oh my God, Jenny, rips off his shirt. He said, that's where the song was written. Looked at my hands and they looked new. Looked at my feet and they did too. You get to heaven before. He said, look what God has done. Oh, I once was lost in sin, but Jesus, look, Jenny, that's the course. We're going back to the man of God. Who's that? I want the answer.
He's out. The servant comes again. The old prophet's behind the door. He said, "Oh God, look what God did. It worked. It worked." Gehazi essentially says, "You know what? The man of God said, we don't need any money. We could use some, though. We could use some money, but come on, anybody on top of the temptation there is to do it." He says, "Don't you mess with that. Just leave that alone." He said, "Bye." And the man of God knew, now the guy is going away with the right impression of God. It's the same reason why I don't ask for money on television. We give away the DVDs. 170,000 people watched the program this week. The highest rated program in South Florida. God did some big, religious-wise, God's doing some big things. And then we give away the DVD for free. We don't ask for money. The same reason why Elijah said, "We ain't going to ask for your money. We don't need your money, money, money. We don't need your money, money, money." Come on now. Now you come here, we're going to ask you for your money, so you might want to stay home, because you get here, we'll be, come on, somebody say amen. We're going to say, "Hey, you got to get some money. We get some money up in here, so we're going to help them be with our name." You know who you are. You're watching right now in your bathrobe. I know you're like, "I'm uncomfortable." But the guy walks away, and he's healed. Now let's talk about Jenny from the block. Jenny from the block, if she hadn't have been where the Lord told her to be, if she would have said with the attitude, "I ain't changing his bloody sheets. Who's he think I am?" She didn't care about him. "I don't like him anyway." You know, you might be in a dead-end job right now, but you don't realize that God actually has you there, not just for you to get your heart right, but he actually wants to fix the person from the inside so they can have a better outside. And you might be on the backside. Come on. You might be on the backside thinking you want on the front side. David was on the backside tending his sheep, and God brought him out of the backside up to the foreground. See, it's called this: if you're faithful over the little, you'll be ruler over the much. Flip-flop it. If you're not faithful over the little, you won't be faithful over the much. "Well, I'm too talented. I would do that, but leprosy. But I got an education. I'm too qualified for the job." Listen, hey, listen here. Get your butt out of the way. Look at your neighbor and say, "You got to get your big butts out the way." Come on, just go ahead. Even at home, tell the person on the couch next, "You got to get your butt out of the way." Jenny from the block could have said, she could have said, "I'm too good for this." She could have attitude, pop her neck. Or she could have said, "I don't really like this job, but I believe I'm here." She said, "I would to God." Her pathos cried, "I wish he knew about the God that I know about. My heart longs for him." Listen, see, you know, what I'm uncomfortable with sometimes in America right now is there's this thing that we lost somewhere between when I was a kid and now, where we just go to church when we want to go to church. Nobody's afraid of the Lord. Nobody thinks Jesus is coming back. I've heard it all my life. Let me tell you something. Jesus is coming back, and it's sooner now than it was back then. Come on, somebody. And you ought to go to church. You ought to read your Bible. You ought to say, "God's been so good to me." We ought to get back to the fact where we hear an ambulance going down the road. We go, "Oh, let's pray for him. Oh, I don't want him to go to hell." Back in the day, people come up to the front and pray. "Oh, could you please pray for my dad? Will you please pray for my son?" Now they say, "You know what? I really need a house in Tahiti, and I need 4 Bentleys and 2 BMWs. Somebody ought to say amen up in here. You know what BMW stands for? It stands for bring money with you. That's what that stands for. I'm not against you having stuff. I'm against stuff having you and you not bridging the proper gap that you want to bridge in your life, because you're not here for you. You're here for them. Bridge the gap. If Jenny from the block hadn't been where she was supposed to be, we wouldn't be preaching this sermon today. You've underestimated, and you've underestimated the power that God has in you and for you and what he wants to do through you. You're like, "Really?" Here's what happens. You get to thinking this is a dead-end job. You get to thinking, "Man, he's just always going to be that way. Look at the leprosy all over him. She just always backtalks like this. I can't stand him." Even your own kids. You can love your kids and hate them at the same time. You can just love them and want to kill them. Come on, somebody ought to know. If you didn't raise your hands, because you ain't got no kid. God made him cute so you wouldn't kill him. But you can love somebody and not even like them anymore. But you have to keep your attitude going. This isn't about me. I'm going to love them because God commanded me to love them. And I'm going to stop judging people. And I know he looks bloody on the outside. And he's not a caring man. And he is wealthy. And it's not that I don't like it. What is Jenny from the block had a heart for Naaman. Now, let me ask you this question.
Do you ever feel like sometimes that you've been fought harder than most people? Come on, raise your hand if you like. More bad stuff has happened to you than the average Joe. You're like, I don't even understand how it can be. Let me tell you something. There is such a bright light on you, and God has such a big call on you that you can't see it, and you just think you're you, okay? Think if you're Jesse Jackson back in the day. He didn't know he was going to be a war leader. Martin Luther King didn't know he was going to be a war leader. Rosa Parks didn't know the first day that she got on the set, I'm not going to the back of the bus. She didn't understand that stuff. We all think of ourselves in common, and that's a good thing so you don't get inflated with pride, but it's a bad thing because it devalues what God is doing in you. You were born with a purpose, on purpose, with a unique thumbprint to leave an imprint that nobody else can leave. So if you're changing sheets or they're bloody and you know you're more educated than this, just do it as unto the Lord. Come on now. Wherever you're at, enjoy where you're at until you get where you're going. But Pastor, I'd be happy if I had a man. No, you wouldn't. Come on. I'd be happy if I had a woman. No, you wouldn't. You got to get happy right now. And you got to understand where you are is not where you're going, but where you're going is going to get faster when you're happy about it. A merry heart does good like a medicine. The joy of the Lord is my strength. That's why the Bible said, don't grow weary in well-doing. You will reap if you faint not. So there's a big if there going, hey, some of y'all are going to faint. So I need you to know, you will reap, you will get to the other side of the bridge, but you got to understand it's going to be hard, it's going to be bloody, you're not going to get the attention, you're not going to get the accolades, people are going to throw rocks at you because there's a lot of light on you because God has called you for such a time as this. You're the Esther of today. You're the Joseph going from the pit to the palace, but you can't get yourself in a stupor right now thinking, why does all these bad things happen to me? I want you to write this down, even at home. New level, new devil. Everybody shout it. New level, new devil. New level, new devil. That means every step up the ladder to the next level, it's like Donkey Kong. Remember that game? How many of y'all are old enough to remember Donkey Kong? That's when games were real. Come on now, raise your hand. I'm talking right now. Donkey Kong, Miss Pac-Man, Gallagher. Can I get an amen for people that know what I'm talking about? In Donkey Kong, you get up, barrels come at you. You jump over those barrels. You get up to the next level. They're coming at you like crazy, and you're going, and you're going. But there's a pattern to those games, and you figure those things out, and you know, every time I get here, this happens. So now I get to a higher level because this happens. May I tell you that you need to start monitoring the stuff that has happened to you in the past so when it starts happening to you again, you're like, oh, it's one of those things to where God's going to do something bigger in my life than I first thought. This is about God. Instead of being like a bunch of fools that don't understand, oh, is this always bad happen to me? Why did I get stuck here changing these bloody sheets? Maybe there's a miracle. Because I can tell you this, if you read the story, Jenny from the block, who was beside the man, she got a raise. Come on, you can be a maid with a maid if your paycheck is right. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. You can be a maid with a maid. You can have it made in the shade as a maid, if you know what I mean. Look at your neighbor saying, She got blessed. God said in his word, I bless you coming in, I bless you going out. Everything your hand touches turns to good. He said in his word that he would meet all your needs according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He said, what shall separate you from the love of God? Height, death, thing present, things to come. Nothing shall separate you from the love of God, which is Christ Jesus. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That means there is a shadow of death, but it's not literally death. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thou art my rod and my staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That means there's going to be an enemy. Me, and you're going to be in his presence, but God's like, I decked the table, and underneath the table, I got you a weapon. Come on now. And if they start jacking with you, you'd be like, what's my gun? Your gun is the word of God, and the bullets are the words that fly out of your mouth. That's why the Bible says you eat good by the fruit of your mouth. He said, you have not because you ask not. He said, say to the mountain, be that removed and be that cast into the sea, and not doubt in your heart, but believe those things you say as they come to pass. You'll have whatsoever things you say. There's a significance in saying you're the cultural architect of your world. You are framing your world with your words. So stop saying what you have and start saying what you want to have and say, I'm going to get my seven dunks in a row, and I'm coming out. Come on now. I'm coming out free from leprosy. I'm coming out healed in my mind. Ephesians 6 says this, be strong in the Lord. It didn't say be strong for the Lord. Everybody trying to be strong for the Lord. I'm trying to be strong for you. The Lord's like, don't try that. You can be strong in the Lord, but you can't be strong for the Lord. Because it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So as I draw this to a close and put a bow on it, because we're 27 minutes into a 30-minute sermon, if you're taking medicine. A couple things I want to say to you. Don't try to please everybody. Jenny from the block probably had her family saying, why do you care? Why are you going down there? What's going on? You can't please everybody. You're not a jar of Nutella. You can't make everybody happy. Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about right now? If you don't know Nutella, you get out of here and you go get you some. It'll bless you. You'll be like, Shabba! Yeah! Nutella. Everybody shout Nutella. So you can't make everybody happy. Also, not everybody on Facebook is your friend. They said that they hit the Flynn button, but that was just to stalk you and to mock you and to make fun of you and try to ruin your whole day. I can't believe she said that about me. I thought we were friends. No, I got 23,000 friends on Facebook. I don't even know these people. How are we friends? So what I do, and I want you to do, because this will change your life. Jenny from the block wasn't afraid about what they would say. She didn't try to please them. She tried to please him. And if you please him, he gets healed, you get delivered, and you come out. So in your life, stop trying to please everybody. Enjoy your life. Be you and enjoy where you're at right now. Instead of cursing the darkness, light a match. Instead of sitting here saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe this bad stuff happens to me. Know that God picked you and he qualified you and he put you in this season right now to get the leprosy off of that man, that woman, that corporation, that situation. And you got to understand that you've devalued it because you just think you're you. Anybody in here just think you're you? Raise your hand if you just think you're you. Some of y'all think you're somebody else, about half of y'all, but how many of y'all just kind of also kind of devalue yourself? You're like, if it's going to happen, it probably should have happened, and I'm just me, I'm common. Raise your hand, it should be probably everybody. We all think that. We're inferior. Inferiority in fear. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. So you go out and you be bold. You go out and don't try to impress people. You got to try to make God happy and make other people smile. And the more you do that, the more your life will be better, the better place the world will be, and the more you can really enjoy the freedom that God has purchased for you. And the only way you can really be free is to put God first, to receive Jesus in your heart. I don't care if you're Jewish. I don't care if you're Catholic. I don't care if you're Baptist, First Baptist, Second Baptist, Third Baptist, First Presbyterian, Second Baptist, whatever. When you get to heaven, there are going to be many doors. I'm Jewish. Oh, it's that door. I'm Catholic. Oh, it's that door. I'm Methodist. It's that door. And then you go in and there's one lovely auditorium where Jesus is there. And people all the time saying, is God black? Is God white? Aren't you going to freak out if you get up and God's like, buenos dias? Won't you just lose your mind? God is all things. God is a spirit to all people. And he made beauty. Come on now. He made love. He made the world what it is today. And he wants you to be a part of it. Every head bowed and every eye closed. If you'd raise your hands at home and even here in this auditorium, come on, raise your hands. If you say, Pastor, today, not only were you speaking to me, I kept hearing things in my heart. Come on, raise that hand, even at home. Let God see you. I don't know where you're at. God sees you. I want to pray for you, and I want you to pray this prayer along with me. I want to lead you. Shout, Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving me this word today. I needed it. And I thank you, God, for your goodness that you've poured out to me. And my life, it's going to get better because I'm going to enjoy where I'm at until I get where I'm going, because I'm called with a purpose. I'm equipped, I'm qualified, and I'm anointed. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Was that all right for today? Give God praise. Woo!
For more information about Pastor David's teaching and ministry, visit davidcrank.com.